is our returning champion, Dennis Holmand, from Bloomington, Minnesota. Stand by to see Dennis play for a pair of jet skis valued at $5,998. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Cadillac valued at $26,304 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you here. Terrific. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back our champion. This is Dennis Holmand. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Jim.
Good to see you again.
It's great to be back.
Let's see now. Here's where we stand. Dennis, you were, Jay was saying you're going for the his and her jet skis, and
right. Here
on Sale of the Century, yep. They cost just $175. You're a bit away. You only have $60 in your bank, so you need the win and $115 if you wanted to take those jet skis and leave. Plus, so you got to keep on winning.
Right.
All set to go?
I'm set.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. That's your favorite color, red, right?
Yes.
But it suits you. It looks good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Whom did you bring us?
Okay. This contestant is a woman of the year from Nowata, Oklahoma. A warm welcome to Judy Vanay.
Hi there, Judy.
And he loves to catch things from Canyon Country, California. A big hand to David Bradford.
Hello there, David. Lady in red. We'll see you later. David, you like to catch things. What does that mean?
I sure do, Jim. Several months ago, I got to be in charge of a night at Dodger Stadium where I had 3,000 people come with me, and I even got to be the person who caught the first ball in the game. So really enjoyed that.
Oh, so you caught a foul ball in the game?
No. I was the catcher as the first ball in the game was thrown out.
Oh, so you were a visiting dignitary.
That's right.
Terrific. Nice to have you here, David.
Thank you.
Judy, a woman of the year.
I was a semifinalist in a major women's magazine's contest for the top 10 career women of 1985.
Well, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Well, we congratulate you on that.
Thank you. That's nice.
What is the career, Judy?
I'm an art dealer.
Well, good for you. Nice to have you here as well. Let's get you all started with $20. And, of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go shopping. And here we go. What popular TV series featured three zany waitresses working at Mel's Diner?
Alice,
it is, yeah. Wait till I call you there, David. You never know if your bus is going to be hit first. It was. You've got $5 for the correct answer. What was the middle name of inventor Alexander Bell? Dennis?
That was Graham.
That's right. Alexander Graham Bell, the champion, the third son. He's at 25 as well. What kidney-shaped nut? Sounds like a person sneezing. Dennis?
That's cashew.
God bless you. You're right. Yeah, cashew it is. Dennis was in the lead by 5. A slightly addled person is said to have bats in his... Judy!
Belfry.
Belfry it is. And Judy gets her first 5 of the plus side. What's that red thing stuffed in your green olive? David?
A pimento.
Pimento is exactly what it is. And David ties Dennis to first place. And it is time now for an instant bargain. Now, normally the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but gentlemen, we've got a tie. David and Dennis, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
David or Dennis, we think you'll go for this hook, line, and sinker. A beautiful porcelain sculpture entitled Fishing with Gramps. A delicate hand-painted piece rich in detail furnished by Gary's Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $410. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, that's very nice. Lovely piece of artwork. Dennis is looking at David like, why aren't you hitting your buzzer? Now David returns the favor. Now, instead of 6, let me do this. The value of one question, $5, you can have the over $400 artwork. Going once, going twice, less than the value of a question, $3. Going, no sale. If you had put the kid on the other side, they might have bought it. Why? Back to business in a close game no one wanted to buy. Which of our states has been governed by Theodore Roosevelt, Tom Dewey, and Nelson Rockefeller? Judy?
New York.
New York it is. We've got a 3-way tie. Yes. What kind of vehicle is a catamaran? David?
A boat.
It is indeed a boat, and David goes into the lead by 5. According to the title of a bestseller by Irma Bombeck, where is the grass, David?
In the bathroom?
No. No, you were close. The grass is always greener over the septic tank is the title of the book. Just a little further along than the bathroom. You lose 5 on that, David. Back down to 30. Again, a three-way tie, and it's time now for the Fame Game. And the players are playing for control of the Fame Game board, looking for a famous person. I am a singer and actress born in Michigan in 1944. I was refused a role in a high school musical when they said I had a nice voice, but it's nothing special. With 2 friends, I formed a trio called the Primettes. But Berry Gordy renamed us the Supremes. Judy!
Diana Ross.
Yes, indeed. Diana Ross it is. From the Supremes, everyone's hand is gone for the buzzer. All right, Judy, the lights are flashing. Someone will show you the $10 money card that's up there.
Behind the number 7.
You know what you're shooting for. Prizes behind the other numbers. We lock that into your buzzer now, and you can stop that flashing light whenever you want to. Good luck.
Okay, come on, 7.
Oh, yes, lights on it. $10 money card gets added to Judy's score. And just like that, she vaults into a 2-question lead. We will be back to these good folks right after this. Game jump Judy into the lead. 2-question lead over David and Dennis. We're back with this. Name the early timing device consisting of 2 transparent globes with sand trickling. Dennis?
That's a sundial.
Move from the upper to the lower. No, that is an hourglass. Champion loses 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 25. What is the second line of the song that begins, My Country Tis of Thee? Dennis?
Sweet Land of Liberty.
You said that so well, and you got the 5 right back to 30. Yes. Name the device in which cream or milk is agitated. Judy?
Pitcher?
No. Agitated to make butter, that is a churn. That's a little before your time, a butter churn there, Judy. And you lose 5. Still in the lead, though, by 1 question over David and Dennis. Which U.S. president brought together Begin and Sadat at Camp David? David?
President Carter.
That's exactly right. Jimmy Carter it is. David ties Judy for 1st place. And again, a tie with an instant bargain. Now, this time it is David and Judy, and only one of you can have this.
David and Judy, this instant bargain should keep you in stitches. A new Home Nouveau 2018 E sewing machine designed to make sewing easier with its famous jam-proof top loading hook system and convenience features furnished by the new Home Sewing Machine Company. And Vogue patterns plus elegant fabric and notions to make this fashion-forward designer ensemble. Couture fashion patterns furnished by Vogue patterns. This sewing package is normally priced at $1,079. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Well, are you making a Raggedy Andy to go with Ann there? Hell, that sewing machine, the patterns, the whole over $1,000 worth of goodies for 11. David and Judy for 10, 9, 8.
Judy, you could sew up the game.
7, 6, 5. For 1 question, David will buy. Enjoy all these goodies. Just $5. And we knocked the $5 off your score, and you're just a question behind, Judy, and we're back with all 3 of you in this. What do we call the adult version of an animal which starts out as a foal? Dennis.
A horse.
Horse it is, and the champion ties Judy for 1st place. In which sport do teams vie for the Stanley Cup?
Hockey. Ice hockey.
Hockey, yes, indeed. We got a 3-way tie. I know you're eager to get it out there, but the danger is that you may not be the one who's first with the buzzer, and if you gave the answer to the opponent who hit the buzzer first, they would get credit for it. This city located on the south bank of the Missouri River is the capital of Missouri.
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City it is, and Judy back into the lead. That's 3 players bouncing around. For many years, astronomers believed that this planet was crisscrossed by canals. Dennis?
That's Mars.
It is indeed Mars, and again a tie with Judy and Dennis. What's the last name of the advice columnist known as Dear Abby? Dennis?
Van Buren.
Van Buren it is, and the champion goes into the lead. Yeah. Talking about Dear Abby, one of Abby's columns a while back contained the following letter. Dear Abby, between you and me, the people who write to you are either morons or just plain stupid. Signed, Henry. Abby responded, Dear Henry, which are you? We'll be right back. Our champion, Dennis Holman, who, as I recall, on the last show, turned down $3,000 in cash in order to play on. And he's involved in a toughie right now. It is Dennis at 45, Judy at 40, David at 35. Back to the Fame Game, and we're looking for a famous thing. I rank with the world's most precious gems, yet I differ from them in many ways. Mineral gems are hard and usually reflect light, while I absorb as well as reflect. My many colors include black, white, orange, gold, pink, or cream. Judy?
Diamond.
Incorrect. A top of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 40, but we'll clear the board. Continue for David and Dennis. When I'm irregular in shape, I'm called Baroque, but I'm most valuable when I'm round. When developed naturally, I am found chiefly around an island in the Persian Gulf, where a diver, David?
Pearl.
Pearl is exactly right, yes. Yes, diamond is one of the hard ones, the pearl is not. David, we always have a money card up there. Where's the $15 money card?
It's behind the number 4.
Come on, 15.
It's locked in now to your buzzer there, David. Good luck. Well, you missed the $15 money card, but behind the number 5, we have this for you.
Tires, the Jetson Steel Radio. Made with 2 steel belts for riding safety and durability. Furnished by Jetson Hoffman Tire Company.
That's $300 worth of tires. They're always handy.
I can really use them. I'm moving to Utah, and I may need some snow tires.
So all right, terrific. And those, of course, are yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. We'll keep the $15 money card up there. We'll add a big $25 money card a little later. And, Judy, you're back in now. All 3 of you in this for 5. In the classic story by Joel Chandler Harris, who were Br'er Bear, David?
Fox and a Rabbit.
More, please.
Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox.
Yes, okay, that's right. We had to get the differentiation because the question was, who were Br'er Bear and Br'er Fox trying to catch with the tar baby and the rabbit? We only could accept the one. That's why I gave you the chance to get it out. You did say rabbit. You're up to 40.
Thank you.
The third English monarch to bear this name was king during the American Revolution. David.
George.
George, that's right. King George III, to be exact. No surprise with that. And David and Dennis back into a tie. Judy, just a question behind. Name the pop duo who had the big hit song, Sounds of Silence. David.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel it is, and David goes into the lead. And a very good time to go into the lead, because David, all by yourself, you can relax and think about whether you want to buy this.
David, you'll whistle while you work with this terrific computer. It's designed for the professional and comes complete with a powerful package of ready-to-run programs for the modern office at home, furnished by Computer Showcase, and it's normally priced at $1,895. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, that is terrific.
Hey.
Beautiful computer, everything to go with it. Could you use something like this,
David? I sure could. I work for a computer corporation, so it'd be nice to have one at home.
Well, it's almost $2,000 worth.
Sure.
Well, see, since he works for it, he knows how to use them,
yes,
and all, then he knows the value. And I'll tell you a value, not $16, but I'll put you in a tie with Dennis. $1,895 computer, everything that goes with it, for the value of one question.
Oh, you can't pass that up.
Bucks.
You can't pass that up.
Going once. Going twice.
Hi.
He's going to buy. Yeah, for $5. Terrific buy and a terrific game. We knocked the $5 off the score, and just one question separates the players. We'll be back to finish it up right after this. Good close game. David and Dennis both at 45. Judy, just a question behind at 40. The plot to assassinate what president was allegedly hatched at the home of Mary Surratt in 1865? David.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln it is, and David goes back into the lead by 5. In mythology, what food did the gods eat to maintain immortality? Dennis.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia is right. Dennis keeps a pace with David for first place. She got an Oscar for her convincing portrayal of a prostitute in Elmer Gantry. Then she went on to become the wholesome mom of the Partridge Family. Judy?
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones it is, and Judy stays within $5 of the gentleman. Third and final crack at the fame game. Players, we're looking for a famous person. I am one of the most famous names in fact or fiction. I probably existed, but historians actually know little of me. I did not even know I was from a royal family until I proved my right to the throne of England by pulling the magic sword, Dennis.
That would be King Arthur.
It would indeed. Excalibur is what I was going to say out of the block. Dennis, first of all, the $25 money card is where, Summer?
Behind the number 1.
Oh, very close to one another. With 2 of them now, we lock them into your buzzer, Dennis. Good luck, and you can stop that light whenever you'd like.
Come on, number 1.
Oh, missed the money card way on the other side, but I hope a nice prize.
It's a garbage trash compactor. The Genie Beast Garbage Trash Compactor turns 25-gallon cans of trash into one small cube that wheels to the curb. Furnished by Genie Home Products Incorporated.
That's a $449 write-in. That, of course, is yours to keep. Didn't land on those money cards, so a close game goes down to the wire, and we finish it up with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Dennis and David both at 50, and Judy just a question behind. Good luck to three good players as we start the speed round now. What aviator was nicknamed the Lone Eagle? Dennis?
That was,
Time. An unreliable business is known as a flyby. Judy.
Night.
Right. What is the capital city of Hawaii?
David. Honolulu.
Right. Who played the title role in the movie The World According to Garp? David.
Time.
On what part of your body would you find the metatarsal arch? David.
Your foot.
Right. What kind of creature is a whippet? Dennis.
That's a dog.
Right. Who is known as the father of the Declaration of Independence? Dennis.
That's Thomas Jefferson.
Right. What is made or sold by a vintner? Judy.
Wine.
Right. Of what country was Pancho Villa a revolutionary leader? David.
Mexico.
Right. In the song, how did Yankee Doodle get the town? Judy.
A riding on a pony.
Right. On what continent will you find the nation of Cameroon? David.
Asia.
Wrong. In 1984, what woman was America's first female vice presidential candidate? Dennis.
Ferraro.
Right. In chess, what piece can you never move? Time is up. And Dennis and Judy in a tie. You're in a tie. Oh. Now, David, you are out of it by that one question. I had to look close. Judy and Dennis, I have a tie-breaking question. If you buzz and answer incorrectly, you'll lose $5. Buzz and answer correctly, you will add $5 and win. For Judy and Dennis, a tie-breaking question. The Revolutionary and Civil Wars both ended with surrenders in the same state. What? Dennis.
That's Virginia.
Yes. For another $5 and the win for Dennis. Congratulations. Back to Dennis in just a moment. First of all, on what continent will you find Cameroon? That is Africa. The World According to Garp starred Robin Williams. And the Lone Eagle was Charles Lindbergh. Got to say goodbye to David and Judy. And David, you had a very good stay with the sewing machine, the tires, the computer, with the cash in front of you. You are well over $3,300 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Judy, you pushed the champion, but unfortunately didn't pick up anything along the way. But of course, the cash in front of you for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you. Good match.
I had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you. But Dennis Holman again comes out on top, and he's going shopping with me. Come on, Dennis. Well, the tiebreaker did it. Congratulations.
Two false ones.
Now, I mentioned you were a ways away from those his and her jet skis, but with the money that you did accumulate added to your previous total, you have $125 now, and that is easily enough for you to buy this.
If you mean business about decorating your home office, how about this beautiful desk? Work just may become a pleasure seated behind this classic desk of solid brass with a thick glass top furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus this elegant mirror, a beautiful design to reflect favorably on your decor. The mirror is inlaid and trimmed in brass from Designer Repros. And these gifts, normally priced at $3,109, they're yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85, and you have, I say, $125. Oh, I love your desk there, and Kelly Bean, who you been visiting, Karen? $125 you've got, so you can easily afford to buy this, or you can put that $125 in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. Now you're very close. You'd have to win again, but you are $50 away with that win from these.
Make waves with that special someone with these his and her jet skis. Maybe the ultimate water toys for jumping the wake, racing, or just plain showing off. Furnished by Foothill Yamaha Kawasaki. Normally priced at $5,998. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
So that's the next thing up the line, and you're from Minnesota, right?
That's right.
Boy, they could come in handy in Minnesota. I'll tell you one thing that could come in handy. If you get to $750, we will give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $73,000. $1,000.
That in total is $144,075 in cash and prizes that could be yours, but that is a ways away. Your decision right now, take that brass desk and mirror and leave us, or put your money in the bank. The jet skis are next. You think about it for just a moment, and we'll get your answer right after this. Back with our champion, Dennis Holman. $125 easily buys you the brass desk and mirror, or the next thing up the line, his and her jet skis. What's it going to be, Dennis?
The desk and mirror are classy, but there's some beautiful prizes yet to win. I'm coming back.
He's going to come back. So we'll put his money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $74,000. I'm going to eat jelly beans. So if someone wants me to say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
You did good.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.